The kangaroo is the national symbol of Australia. Its image is on the rudders of Qantas Airlines, on signs. Stuffed kangaroos are sold in gift shops. That doesn't mean that Australia loves its kangaroos. According to the new documentary, Kangaroo, A Love-Hate Story, many Australians consider kangaroos to be a pest. Thousands are shot and killed every night. Kangaroo, A Love-Hate Story opens in theaters starting tomorrow, and joining us now are the filmmakers Kate McIntyre Clare and Mick McIntyre. Welcome to Here and Now.
Thank you so much.
Thanks.
And we think today of kangaroos as really a symbol of Australia. Are they only found there?
Yeah, pretty much. There's about 70 species of kangaroo, and most of them are from Australia. There's a couple in Papua New Guinea and in the highlands and stuff. But yeah, they're an indigenous species that's been in Australia for something like 25 million years.
Hmm. And when did they start to be hunted there?
Well, the indigenous Australians, the Aborigines, have been hunting them for as long as they've been on the continent, which is something like 50,000 years. So sustainably, they've been hunted by Aborigines. White settlement over 250 years ago is when they started to be exploited in a different way by the white settlers when they landed from England.
Just killing a lot more of them?
Yeah, just killing a lot more of them. And that was when it was first decided that they were competing for agriculture and they were competing for what the white settlers wanted to do with the land.
What we hear in your documentary from an Australian farmer, Stephen Tully, about how kangaroos impact what he does. Let's listen.
We have too many kangaroos. Our sheep and cattle are competing directly with kangaroos for that pasture. It's a balance of what balance we have to turn that pasture into protein. We estimate we've got between 20 and 30,000 kangaroos here. So from the environment's point of view, from my point of view, at the moment, they are a pest.
They are a pest. There are a lot of people here who talk about kangaroos as a pest. Why are they saying that, and why is that so important?
When white settlement first started, it was a very Western idea that agriculture came first and anything that got in its way was a problem or a pest. So I think it started off on the bad foot, so to speak, and in the past 250 years, as Australia has become much more of an agricultural society, that issue has become even more prevalent.
Does the fact that they are considered pests by some impact the way that they're treated?
Oh, totally, of course. Whenever we call something a pest, it means that we can destroy it pretty much in any way we want. We can be incredibly inhumane about that. So, yes, some people consider them pests, and that's in a way how the media has portrayed them. They're iconic in that we wave flags at the Olympics with kangaroos on it, and all our major sports teams are named something to do with a kangaroo. So we kind of love the idea of them. But I think, you know, historically, we've found them to be in our way for development. That's probably like the most rounded idea. If it's in your way, just get it out of the way, kill it, remove it.
And that brings us to one of the most disturbing parts about this film, which is you've got video of kangaroos being shot, left to die, in parts of Australia, very painful death, having their babies pulled out of them and then beaten to death, basically.
That's the other side to what Kate just said, that the love-hate story, that there's this consideration that they are to be gotten rid of. And because Australia is a large country and because these killings are done in the bush at night, you know, out of sight basically, it means that there's more opportunity for these animals to be killed in inhumane ways.
Let's listen to another clip from the film. This is a former roo shooter, somebody who shot kangaroos. Here she is.
I did it for about 3 years full-time and 2 years part-time, and I found that to be terribly emotionally traumatic. The last thought at night is something about even a roo laying there in pain. I can't go to sleep for the night because of the stress the roo industry has caused me.
Why are some of these kangaroos treated so badly, even by people who just want to shoot them to sell the meat or sell parts of the body?
What the government response is and what the industry response is that there is a code of practice that they follow in the killing of the kangaroos, but this code of practice isn't always followed. And as I said earlier, because it's done out of sight and out of public eyes, it's very easy for people to not follow this code of practice.
If you're just joining us, we're talking about a new film called Kangaroo, A Love-Hate Story. We're speaking with the filmmakers, Kate McIntyre-Claire and Mick McIntyre. And let me ask you, we haven't talked about the exact number of kangaroos in Australia, and there's a reason for that, as you point out in your film. It's not easy to know exactly what that number is, which is part of the problem.
Yeah, look, people want to know the number all the time, and they're a wild species, you know, and we've got a big country, and there is some data being collected, but many scientists disagree with the method they're using still, that we've been using that method for 50 years, the same method. And we feel like a national discussion isn't being had around things like the numbers, the reasoning, the dignity around the kangaroo's right to be there. There's a whole lot of scientists at odds that are not allowed to sort of talk to each other or aren't being brought together for a national discussion.
What we found, as you mentioned in your question, that we found the methodology used to count these kangaroos, it seems to be quite flawed. Mm-hmm. That's the discussion we need to be having. If the methodology used to count the kangaroos is flawed, then clearly there's a problem. And what we also heard from some scientists is that there is regional extinction happening. And so, yeah, it's ludicrous, the numbers that are being bandied across the media by the government and by the industry, because it was not our experience in making this film that those numbers are what are being bandied around.
What is the demand like? You know, you talk about it being used as pet food in the early days, also for meat that humans buy at the supermarket and then cook in Australia. We also hear about kangaroos being used to make shoes, to make soccer cleats as well. What kind of things are people using this for, and how widespread is the demand?
Well, right here in America, there's kangaroo products in every state except for California, where it's banned. They're made for soccer cleats. They're made for pet food. They're made for clothing, car seats, the soft leathers used, shoes. You know, so America is the second largest importer of kangaroo products in the world. A lot of the industry in Australia is in export for all those things. So it's sort of like cutting down the old growth forest, really, to make, you know, matches.
Well, and you mentioned California. You point out in this film that the Australian government has been lobbying California to allow kangaroo products to be sold there, but unsuccessfully so far.
Yeah, and as Kate said, but that still doesn't stop America being the second largest importer of kangaroo products. And I think the other important thing to remember is that this is a wildlife species. These animals are not farmed. So when you put a price on wildlife, when you exploit a wildlife commercially, we look back through history, what happens to that wildlife, and the wildlife usually lose.
Now, you said the U.S. is the second largest importer. What's the largest?
Europe.
Okay.
Yeah.
And as you point out, thank goodness China is not interested yet in kangaroo meat.
Yeah,
well,
definitely.
Yeah, that's still, but it's interesting because what we found about in the film and we heard from government is that the government is lobbying China to include kangaroo on their free trade agreement. So it's clearly something that the Australian government is interested in doing, is opening up a market for kangaroo meat into China.
So how optimistic are you about the fate of the kangaroo in Australia?
Well, I think making Kangaroo the movie, at first we just wanted to celebrate the kangaroo. And once we kind of unpacked that it's so divided and complicated within the Australian community, we thought the very least we can do is to start a national conversation about what to do next. And in some ways, I feel we've never had that conversation. And you need national discussions on things that you haven't talked about for a while just to sort of decide, what are we doing now? Is this okay? And where do we move forward?
My anecdotal experience is we were very lucky, and for people who get to see the film, hopefully you'll appreciate the effort we've gone to filming The Magnificent Animal. But the footage that you do see are these amazing animals that stand over 2 metres tall, you know, one of the most magnificent wildlife experiences you can imagine. We're in national parks where, of course, they're protected. But to counter that, when we filmed out in outback Queensland and outback New South Wales, I was really shocked to not find the same healthy populations and certainly not find the large animals that I'd seen in the national park. In fact, some of the farmers had promised to, you know, that I could film the plagues that we keep hearing about. And alas, I was never shown plagues and we could never find plagues. It quickly dawned on me that this is a term that they use to advantage their cause of considering them a pest. And so my anecdotal evidence was that, yeah, I could see that the numbers of the animals left are smaller. And as a parent, I started to think about the future of this animal, and I started to think about what if we don't have this discussion that Kate was talking about, and in 10 years' time we look back and go, oh, wow, we could have done something about this, or we could have had the discussion. So I guess as a storyteller, as a filmmaker, we really feel that our film is going to create a discussion that needs to be had about the future of the kangaroo.
That's Mick McIntyre and Kate McIntyre-Claire. Their film Kangaroo, A Love-Hate Story opens in theaters beginning tomorrow. Thanks to both of you for joining us.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.
Thanks so much.
And you can see a trailer and find out where to see the film at hereandnow.org.